When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Derrick Henry. There's rumors all over the place where Derrick Henry could be going. Dallas Cowboys seem like one of them. But there has been some rumors that the Miami Dolphins could make a play for Derrick Henry. I am here to tell you, I don't think that's a good move for the Miami Dolphins. Not one bit. I think Derrick Henry is going to be expensive. Great player. He's 30 years old. He's had some injury issues later. I just don't know if it's worth the money. And you look back, last year the running backs room was very strong with the Miami Dolphins. Now, I know you're kind of doing the same thing. Raheem Mostert, he's 31 years old. He's a little bit older, but had a career year. A Pro Bowl year. He made so many great things happen. Had over 1,000 yards rushing, 4.8 yards per rush, 18 touchdowns on the ground. It was just an unbelievable year for Raheem Mostert. Devon Achane, looks like the future is very bright. Yeah, he had a few injuries here and there. He had 800 yards rushing, averaged 7.8 yards per carry, 8 touchdowns. Great year. And that's just the tip of the iceberg from the running back room. Seems like Mike McDaniel has this type of system that kind of gets the running backs going, gets them in the right spot, kind of tailors it towards what they do best. In fact, Devon Achane was so good, that they had to take him off special teams. But yet, people are saying it's not enough. We need to go after Derrick Henry. I just don't see the necessity to go after Derrick Henry and spend what's going to be probably a lot of money for a 30-year-old running back with some tread on the tires who can hurt you. You know, you make a career decision whenever you go to tackle Derrick Henry. At the same time, with the stable of running backs we've gotten, I think we're good. Another thing is, what if you do pay Derrick Henry all this money, and next thing you know, Derrick Henry gets hurt? Not, you know, fourth play of the game, fourth play of the season. Then all of a sudden you spend all this money on this guy who now isn't going to be producing that much, and you're still going to rely on the stable of running backs that you're most likely going to have. So to me, the talk about Derrick Henry is just talk. It's just fodder. It's nothing that you really want to do. Jeff Wilson Jr. I thought was serviceable and good. I like the stable of running backs.
Yeah, but come on now.
It's going to cost some money, man. That's a lot of
everything in life is going to cost.
But do you get the return on your investment, do you feel?
You need a running back for December and
January.
You had
a great running back.
Yeah, but they were not December, January, cold weather. You need a guy that could take a lot off Tua and that passing game. You give it. Tell me you didn't need a Derrick Henry going against Kansas City?
Well, you could always use Derrick Henry. You can always use
Saquon
Barkley.
That type of back. Forget the player. I'm talking about the type of player. Not the name of the player, but the type of player. I think you need a more physical running back.
You need a more physical running back. And at what price, though? At what age, though?
I worry
about things like that. He's 30 years old. He's got some.
Yeah, but you're not signing him to a 4-year deal.
Yeah, but you're still going. He's going to get paid, man. He's
well,
not.
Duh. Yeah. Cheap. So then, okay. Here's the question. If you know he's going to get paid and you need that type of player, would you rather him go to another team that can?
I'm happy with the stable we have.
They're not it. They're not it.
They can receive. They can run. They had great years.
And they're banged up all the time.
Derrick Henry's been banged up at times. Saquon Barkley's been banged up at times.
Derrick Henry's not banged up like the way the Mostert. And Mostert's over. We're talking about a guy who had a career year, and was he 31, 32?
31 years old, yes.
Yeah.
You got age for age. So you're trading age for age. Devon Achane,
I will
though.
Take the guy that's been the top two, 6 of the last 7 years in rushing yards. I'll take that guy. And the reason why he wasn't number one or number two that 1 year was because, he got banged up and he missed the rest of the year.
Everybody gets hurt.
But Derrick Henry's Derrick Henry.
Well, I mean, but with your backup against the wall and the money that you have or you don't have, is there any way you could possibly even get Derrick Henry and keep Christian Wilkins? I don't think that's a possibility.
No.
So your priority becomes Christian Wilkins.
Like I said, the situation with the Dolphins that's messed up is that fact that they're going to get a lot of cap release, but it won't happen till June 1st.
Right, because of Xavier Howard.
Right. So then, therefore, once tomorrow starts, all the top free agents will be gone when June 1st comes.
We've seen free agents, though, hold out. Get offers. Last year it happened with us.
Who?
It happened with your guy for the Jets, the running back. His name's escaping me real
Dalvin,
quick.
Yeah, Dalvin running, Cook. Yeah, right. Well, that position, yes. I believe Saquon and Derrick Henry will be signed quickly.
You think so?
Yes.
See, I would think this. If you're the Dolphins, go ahead, figure out your Christian Wilkins situation. Then, once you figure that out, you can try to tell Derrick Henry, look, we like you. If you like us, maybe hang out. I mean, is the price going to change?
You don't necessarily. Okay, I think there's one running back that's going to be a game changer. I don't know if you really need him in Miami because you have kind of similar backs like that. But Eckler.
Yep, out of
from the Chargers,
Los Angeles.
He's going to be a free agent.
Yep, the running backs are.
It's going to be a lot of great. Josh Jacobs is a free agent.
Josh Jacobs is a free agent.
So I think a lot of those big names will go immediately. But isn't the second level is going to be great as well? Like you said, after June 1st, maybe towards the going into camp, there's going to be running backs that won't be signed.
But isn't the market showing you and the league showing you that this big star running back is not as valuable as you're making them out to be? That maybe the stable are the guys.
But
Kansas City was fine with Isaiah Pacheco.
But they have 15.
Exactly, but still.
If you don't have 15, you don't have a player like that, you need a running back. Like the Bengals let Joe Mixon go. I mean, right? They're going to realize, maybe we should have kept Joe Mixon. Like these were hypocrisy. When you don't have a good quarterback, but you have a good team and you're winning and you have a legit defense – what's the most important position in offense is going to be the running back, because if you have a guy who could get the ball 20, 25 carries and get you over 100 yards, when you have an 8-man front, play action can help your quarterback out, you can win games.
Brings up another good question that you're now as you're talking, Vlad. Mike McDaniel supposedly
is a running,
running game is his thing.
And remember, after the first season, he said, I looked back at the film and everything that I did, and we're going to run the ball more. And last year, you were top three in running. But then what happened? Towards the end of the season, maybe because of the injuries, O-line, running backs, there were more passing plays towards the end of the season than I did see running plays. And that's the second year in a row he did the same thing towards the end of the year.
He keeps saying he's a running guy, and then he keeps not doing all these running guy things, like not getting a superstar running back. At the end of the season when it counts, getting away from the running game. It's interesting. He says one thing, then seems to do another. This would kind of solidify that you're a running guy if you go out there and get a Derrick Henry, or you get a Saquon Barkley, or you get a Josh Jacobs. But the Dolphins aren't going to do that.
You don't think the Dolphins are going to get one of these running backs?
No. Nope. You ride with what you got. You got a guy that was in the Pro Bowl.
You want to be stuck in media. Who cares what happened about the Pro Bowl?
Devon Achane, 800 yards rushing.
Okay.
Almost 8 yards a carry. Explosive. One of the fastest guys in the league.
What happened towards the end of the year?
He's a rookie. You'll figure it out. But what I'm saying is that would be on coaching, too, to get these guys in the right position. Raheem Mostert got a little nicked up. The only thing is this. You do worry. If you put all your eggs in one basket and go out there and get an Austin Eckler, or you get a Derrick Henry, or you get a Saquon Barkley, and what if they get hurt in the second game of the season and they're out for the rest of the year?
Well, that happens.
I know it does. It does. But what I'm saying is you're putting all your eggs in one basket, and Vlad, you know how dangerous that can be. We have a stable of running backs.
You're not putting your eggs in one basket with the running backs because you have. You'll still have Achane. I just think that the duo that fits Miami better would be Derrick Henry and Achane rather than Mostert and Achane. Achane's there. You grabbed him last year.
You got him on a rookie.
You got him on a rookie. You saw his impact. You saw what he can provide. And he was banged up. He missed most of the, he missed half the season. So for 800 yards in only half a year, you're expecting at least, 1,200 yards next year? But you put a big bruising back. You get a big bruising running back like Derrick Henry.
Thunder and lightning.
That's it. Because when you go to Buffalo, when you go to Orchard Park, when you go to Foxborough, you got to go to the Meadowlands, you got to go to Baltimore, you got to go to Kansas City. You know what I mean?
A year ago, it was Dalvin Cook's going to come and save the day. Didn't work out that way.
No, Dalvin went to New York.
When Aaron Rodgers got hurt, it seemed like he kind of gave up some of the gusto.
And he's also a little bit washed as well.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's the thing. We're possibly taking a flyer.
They are risks you're going to take. Back. They all are risks right now, bro. They all are risks. You just got to hope that it hits. And then that's it.
Yeah, because something has to be done. Because what happened last season, as bad as it sounds, was not enough. It's not going to be enough this year at all, by any means. We need more. If you can find a way monetarily to get him, it's going to cost a lot. Derrick Henry, I don't see it happening, but who knows? I think you shore up Christian Wilkins, then you take care of something else like that. That's just the main way I look at it.
Next,
do you go after this big-name running back and hope Christian Wilkins is still around? I don't know.
I don't think you go after the running back immediately. I think you got to take care of Wilkins first.
I think you do that.
They have tomorrow? Are they under the cap now?
No way.
So they have to get under the cap before that New Year starts.
Yeah.
So they have until Wednesday. So there might be some releases. There might be some renegotiation, some reworking of some contracts. You might have to add another year to a player that you might not have wanted to keep for another year because to get the money situated.
Right. You have to move some things around.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to have every great player in the league on our team. That would be awesome. It's just not feasible.
Well, yeah, you and everybody else. David,
let's try to get Christian Wilkins first. Derrick Henry tomorrow. I'm going to say tomorrow. Christian Wilkins first, Derrick Henry the next day.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.